Hello, welcome to another Sunday Hour. Thanks to Keith and to all of those who helped to make this show possible. I appreciate the opportunity to share with you. We are again in Ephesians chapter 5. Last week we looked exclusively at verse 15. This week we will read verse 15 of chapter 5, but we'll put it in context with verses 15 through 20. Be careful, then, how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. As we come back to verse 15, we're beginning with a warning. Be careful how you live. You only have so much time. So be careful what you do with it. Be careful how you use it, how you spend the time, how you invest the time, and do it wisely, not foolishly. And so it tells us then to make the most of every opportunity. What are we to do with this opportunity? If we go back to chapter 5, verse 2, we are reminded that we are to walk in the way of love. Jesus says in John chapter 13, verse 35, this is how they will know you are my disciples, by the way that you love one to another. It is in our expression of love, care, concern, compassion for the world that God reveals himself to others. Our part is to love God with all our heart and our neighbor as ourself. And so we would surmise from this that it is foolish to live in any other way, but to make the most of the opportunity of our time is to love others, to care for others. Goes on to tell us not to waste our time, that drunkenness, which leads to debauchery, is just a waste of our time. Instead, it tells us to fully embrace the joy of the Spirit. There's been some teachings that boil this down to a form of legalism dealing with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. But I think the writer, in general, was just saying, let your heart be filled with the joy of God, with thanks to God, and then express yourself. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord. Express yourself through this joy that is part of your life. This joy that we receive knowing that God loves us. This joy that we receive knowing that our King comes back at some point, restores us all, rewards us all for what we have done. And so we need to make the most of every opportunity, always giving thanks, letting the joy of the Lord shine through us in all that we do. I hope this next week we will all take the opportunity to assess our actions in light of love. Are we being the loving vessels that God has called us to be? Are we caring for our neighbor, family, friend? Are we reconciling our differences? Are we repairing broken bridges? These are the things that reveal the love of Christ. And this revelation leads others to know that God loves them. Let's do the best that we can to assess ourselves, not waste our time on self-serving things, but instead to find joy in the Spirit and to share the love of God in all that we do. Have a great Sunday.